There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by Peter Buchvar, Chief Market Analyst of the Lindsay Group. Peter, this weekend's show has been pretty focused on what China did this week with the whole currency devaluation, first on Tuesday and then on Wednesday. You issued a report to your subscribers on Tuesday, the first time China devalued their currency, and related it to how you thought gold would be impacted, both immediately and more in the long-term aspect. Can you share some of your thoughts and what you wrote to your subscribers with our audience, please, Peter?
Well, I first started to say that the bear case on gold, which has obviously been ongoing, seems to me down to one thing, and that is the Fed may raise 25 basis points. So after 7 years, the possibility of one 25 basis point hike, the bear case on gold. And to me, the bull case swamps this in importance. And I think that was highlighted again with the news from China overnight on Monday into Tuesday, a reminder that while the Chinese claim that they're trying to move to a more market-based floating rate type system, I think the bullying of the currency in whatever direction officials want shows that the treatment of fiat currencies has now reached a new low, and that the grand experiment of modern-day central banking, I believe, has entered a very dangerous phase. And I think this highlights that. And, you know, in time, there are moments to own gold, there are moments not to own gold. But after a four-year bear market, a 40% decline, everyone hates it. And the fundamental backdrop is an anti-fiat currency, in my opinion, has never been better. Again, I think the news from China highlights this, and it's no coincidence that notwithstanding today's little pullback, gold's had a nice bounce after the news on Tuesday.
Now, Peter, one of my main takeaways from China devaluing its currency is that this has to mean that their economy is either struggling more than their data shows, or they are just worried about their economy continuing to slip. Do you have any comments on this?
Well, let's take a step back. I mean, China's economy has been slowing for years. So a further slowdown is really just the same trajectory. I think that China is really just trying to control the slowdown more than anything. And people are shocked that commodity prices are going down, but they've been selling off for 4 years. Now, obviously, oil only started a year ago, but the entire industrial metal space has been selling off since early 2011. There's no question that it's not a coincidence that the Chinese news coincided with some pretty poor export data. But again, China's been slowing for a while. What I do think shined a light on it, a bright light, was the 30% decline in their stock market after the 150% rally. That, I think, took some blinders off people that, oh yeah, China's slowing. It's something we should pay attention to. It's probably something we should have paid attention to prior to this. But it definitely was a bell rung and a wake-up call.
Peter, a guy who I read quite a bit is a writer by the name of Ambrose Evans Pritchard. He wrote an article that appeared last Tuesday, and it was entitled, China Cannot Risk the Global Chaos of Currency Devaluation. First sentence is kind of interesting. Quote, if China really is trying to drive down its currency in any meaningful way to gain trade advantage, the world faces an extremely dangerous moment. Would you agree with that?
Well, that I do agree with, absolutely. I think it's a dangerous game, these currency battles. But I actually, on the other hand, I actually do believe the Chinese in the sense that however messy and lumpy this process is, I do really believe they want to liberalize their financial system. Not discussed, but announced on Monday, was data out of the second quarter from China that lenders in China actually sold certificates of deposits to people with no regulated interest rate. So China really does want to liberalize their financial system. I think this is one step closer to doing that. It's a messy thing. It's certainly not good for anybody that does business in China. It doesn't help, obviously hurts countries and companies that compete with China. But I think big picture wise, this is a good, smart step by the Chinese to have a free floating currency along with everybody else.
Now, Peter, let's focus on how this move affects companies and the U.S. economy. Do you think that we're going to see the Fed kind of backtrack on their recent comments on raising interest rates and on their comments that the economy is healthy because of this move by China, which is essentially exporting deflation to some of these other countries?
If I was the Fed and I was looking to raise interest rates, let's just say September, and I saw what China did, I'd be embarrassed if my viewpoint changed on that September hike just because the yuan devalued by 2%. In the big picture, and considering the rise that the yuan has had over the past year, it's such a meaningless number. Now, granted, this could be the beginning of something else, but now listen, the Fed can use this as an excuse. The list of excuses are very long by the Fed in not raising interest rates. They can easily use this as another excuse. But to me, their credibility would be shot if they use this as reason not to raise rates, especially after their improving comments on the labor market in the last FOMC statement, and in light of the comments from Lockhart, who's a voting member, who basically said he wants to raise rates in September. If they don't follow through, I think their credibility is shot and they do themselves damage. Now, that all said, if you looked at the data and you saw what China did, you say, well, wow, how can they raise interest rates? But on the other hand, if you were placed on this earth and looked at the data, you would also say, how can rates be at zero?
You know, I find that to be interesting. How can rates be at zero? You know, and there's a train of thought that, well, if you raise interest rates on the part of the Fed, for lack of better terms, that's going to hurt the consumer, number one. And certainly the federal government will probably not be able to service its existing debt. But having said that, I mean, 25 basis points, Peter, you have to admit, is less than a drop in the bucket. I mean, it basically is just posturing, don't you think?
There's no question. I have a long list of reasons why raising rates over time is a good thing. I mean, we certainly do not want to have a $17 trillion U.S. economy that's getting by on free money. I mean, it's anti-capitalistic.
To say the least.
And it should never have existed in a free market economy, free money. But that's not to say there's going to be a lot of short-term pain and disruption and dislocation when these rates start to go higher. But unfortunately, it's inevitable. But from a big picture, long-term standpoint, we need higher interest rates. It actually, in my opinion, will actually help U.S. growth for a variety of reasons. We initially have to get into it right now, but any pain that auto dealers will feel or home builders will deal with, we are in la-la land when it comes to monetary policy. And we need to get out of this. And if it means a short-term disruption, if it means a recession even, I think it's something that we need. We need a Volcker-type moment. I mean, the Fed has two choices. Do you want to go down the path of Japan and just have rates sit there at zero and have an economy that barely grows because the natural dynamism is taken away? Or do you want to raise rates, have a recession, but have a more normalized economy that will be on much further footing and can grow then at a more healthier pace? Longer term.
Peter, I've got to agree with you that a rate hike or at least some shake up to the status quo that we've been going down would be good for the economy to get back on some sort of normal track. But that being said, the central banks have shown absolutely no interest of either taking their influence out of the market or going and reading from a different playbook, a playbook of letting the markets react naturally to forces out there. So unfortunately, it seems like I feel like we are in for more of the same. I personally would like to see a rate hike. I just don't see that coming down the road right now. And I was on record saying that I thought the Fed would raise rates sometime this year. What I'm really watching now is the next Fed meeting next month, because that, if they change any of their grammar, will be a really, really telling sign for me. Peter, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. We are bringing you on next segment to further chat about how China's currency moves are impacting the gold market and how they will impact the gold market moving forward. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with Peter Bookbar.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing to chat with Peter Bookbar right now. Peter, I had to cut off the last segment because we were out of time, but we brought you back on for this segment because I want to continue our focus on what China did, how it impacts the markets, but this time relate it more to gold and how or if it changes the narrative for the gold market. Take it away, Peter.
Well, I think people have to just look at gold and as a fiat as a non-fiat currency, and just write a list down of all these central banks around the world and what they're doing to their currency. They all want a weaker currency because they're all fighting each other for exports. No new net wealth is created. It's just one country trying to steal activity from another. And in this global debasement, gold is always and will be the last man standing. Now, of course, you could have said this a year ago. You could have said this 2 years ago. But we have to put into context that gold was up 12 years in a row. It's now sitting a pretty nasty 40% bear market, but you know, that's what happens in bear markets. And I think that China's news this week, because it's the second largest economy in the world, because it's a major player in the global stage, that this could be the catalyst for the final bottom in this cyclical bear market that is enough to trigger the next stage of what I think is still a secular bull market because there's a lack of respect for one's currency on the part of central bankers. And I think the China news is just another reason to wake people up to the fact that not only do all these central bankers want weaker currencies, but the policies that they've implemented haven't worked. Zero interest rates, negative interest rates, QE, is a big bust. It's a failure. It's produced no real sustainable economic growth. In fact, I argue that it has depressed growth. So here we have this obsession and faith and love affair with central bankers. And for what? For mediocre 2% growth in the U.S.? For central bankers on around the world that just want to stuff their currencies into the ground? To me, this is just the fundamental story is so compelling for gold and silver. And when I hear that the bear case against it is because the Fed wants to raise 25 basis points, I say you got to be kidding me, over 25 basis points. And they also say to them that look at the last time the Fed raised interest rates. They raised 425 basis points in the mid-2000s, and for most of that move higher, the gold, price of gold doubled.
Now, that's an interesting fact, I guess I would have to say. We're talking about 25 basis points versus 4 points. Huge difference, Peter.
Exactly. The Fed, I'm going to say it again, the Fed raised 425 basis points in the mid-2000s, and during most of that rise, gold price doubled. And here we have a 40% decline in gold because the Fed may raise 25 basis points.
Now, why do you think that's happening?
Well, again, it's in the context of a 12-year bull market. We had, for the last couple of years, all this faith that all this money printing was going to somehow lead to faster economic growth. But I think people are realizing the reality that that's just not the case. So I'm beginning to notice a shift here, that people are realizing that central bank policy is a failure and that the omnipotence of these central bankers is losing some of its shine, I guess you can say.
Well, and Peter, what I think is important is if the confidence in the central banks is lost or does start to dwindle a little bit. Because right now, although we do complain about the situation they've got us in, it does seem like a lot of the traders out there continue to watch what the Fed, what the People's Bank of China is doing, because they seem to be the heavy hand in the markets right now that has been controlling the movements, haven't they?
No question about it. And that will continue to be the case. In some of my writings, I've used what I think is the perfect quote from the U2 song, Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of. And one of the lines, and this is with respect to them not raising rates for a long time, and the quote says, don't say that later will be better now. You're stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it. Excuse after excuse after excuse, the Fed not wanting to raise rates has put them into this corner where not only do we not have good growth, but now they're forced to raise interest rates, potentially, in an environment that is still very fragile. They're trapped. They're stuck. And I think that's a major problem that they put themselves into. And I know it's heresy in some people's eyes, but we need a recession. We need a recession that's driven by a normalization of interest rates. Because the Fed has two choices. Act like Japan or break out of that trap normalize the interest rates and normalize the economy, no matter what the short-term pain is.
Well, you know, it's kind of too bad that that the Fed doesn't feel that same way that you do. I know most of the guests on our show definitely feel that way, and most of the guests on our show, quite frankly, feel that we're looking for a major correction in the conventional stock markets, upwards of 25% to 30%. And quite frankly, I'm betting on it. Do you think that'll happen within the next 6 months or so, or make it the next 4 months or so?
I think a correction is coming. To what extent, I can't say, but to me, the headwinds are growing. The clouds are getting darker for the U.S. stock market. People too easily just look at 1 year's forward PE and say, oh, it's 16 times earnings, therefore it's reasonable. But on a variety of other metrics, this is either the most valued or the second most valued stock market in the history of the stock market. So with that backdrop, and you see the Fed potentially raising rates, it's no coincidence that the U.S. stock market's back to where it was in November. QE ended in October. That's not a coincidence. One has something directly related to the other. Revenue growth slowing to basically zero. Earnings growth still being propped up by stock buybacks and lower tax rates. The internal divergences of the market are so glaring. I mean, 60% of the New York Stock Exchange stocks are trading below the 200-day moving average. More and more stocks are dropping out of this bull market. It's a very aged bull market. It's a mature bull market. Now, that's not to say that the indices can have one last rally here, but this is classic end-of-cycle bull market activity, and a correction, which I think has begun in a variety of stocks, will continue to slowly infect mid- and big-cap stocks as it's completely infected the small-cap stocks.
Do you think that a fall in the markets, a significant somewhat crash in the markets, would go back and really affect the average person on the street?
Well, I think the average person on the street, after losing half their money twice over the last 15 years, is not as invested in the stock market. That's not to say stock holdings as a percent of assets are still very high. It'll certainly affect the psychology of the upper end. See, that's what causes the next U.S. recession. It's a decline in asset prices. Just as it caused the mid-2000s recession when housing prices fell, and just as it caused the early 2000s recession when tech stocks fell. It will be a decline in asset prices that caused the next recession because the Fed has created an asset-dependent economy.
I think that's a very interesting point, and I think that's a point that investors definitely have to consider, Peter. You know, a correction, as Corey alluded to, in my opinion, a correction vis-a-vis a recession of some type, I don't think would be necessarily a bad thing. You need a cleansing process every once in a while, and the U.S. economy certainly needs that right now. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with our friend Michael Belkin right now. We're going to talk a little bit about gold right now. Michael doesn't write just about gold, but he's starting to specialize a bit in that particular commodity. Very, very bullish last time we talked. Mike, where I'm coming from right now is the resilience that I'm seeing. I mean, we've gone from just a very short period of time ago around 1080 an ounce, and now we're up to above 1110 an ounce, actually above 1115 an ounce. How do you feel about that? And do you think we're going to increase from here?
I'm bullish on gold. The gold, physical gold price, and the large cap miners, the GDX, the ones that trade in New York, I think were artificially depressed over the last month or so by hedge funds selling and probably central bank selling and who knows what else, high frequency trading selling. On the other side of that equation, I have something called the Belkin Gold Stock Forecast. It's a retail report for individual investors, and I'm trying to pick stocks with my model to outperform the index. And I have, whereas, you know, the GDX went to a new low over the last month, you know, from post-2011, I have 31 stocks from my recommended long list that are up an average 72% from their post-2014 lows. So you got this real positive divergence where the stronger stocks, many of them listed in Canada and Australia and London, are not at new lows for the move. I think that they're artificially depressed. GDX and gold price is about to rebound, and I think the real story is in stocks like Nova Gold, Royal Gold, Torex. You can take a look at my report if you want to see. Those stocks, a lot of them in Australia, they're acting great. I mean, yeah, they sold off a little bit, but they're way above their previous lows. So the broadly diversified gold mining companies, you know, the top 20 that are traded in Canada, if you dig down, there are stocks that are great. They're wildly outperforming. So it's a completely different story than what you see in the GDX or the gold price. And I am bullish You know, so GDX is up about 10% on the week. XAU is up about 10%. So I think we hit the bottom last week on Wednesday in this stuff. That remains to be proven, but I'm bullish on gold and gold mining companies.
The move in some of these stocks here, Michael, that are outperforming the index essentially, shows to me that there is still some money in the industries, and I would consider that very smart money in the industry. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have anywhere near the type of money that we had in there back when we went through that nice run, probably about 6 years ago now. Why do you think, or where is this money that's not coming into the gold market? Why isn't it here?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with you. So I advise, you know, large institutions all over the world, you know, a few sovereign wealth funds here and there and big hedge funds in London, New York. And I don't have every hedge fund in the world, but I've been recommending for them to tip their toes into the water and buy this very depressed asset class. And I think it's happening. You might not be seeing it, but, you know, it might be from my recommended list. They're buying some of those names, you know, but, you know, what I've learned is the big money is made in buying stuff that's down 80-90%. You know, I've been doing the Belkin Report for 20-something years, and the people who I've seen hit really home runs are deep value investors, and that's where gold stocks are. So I do think that, you know, it's not a huge wave of money yet, but, you know, I go around and talk to people, and I was in New York a month or so ago, and there people are looking at this. There's definitely on their radar screen. So I think it's more like a stealth below. You know, you're not seeing, it's certainly not in the press. You know, Wall Street Journal says end of gold. New York Times says gold is gone, blah, blah, blah. So those are the kind of short headlines you want to see if you like this asset class. But I think money's beginning to tiptoe back in. Not a huge tidal wave yet.
You know, it's interesting, Michael, but we had Byron King on the show, newsletter writer here, and his comment, for example, too, when he attended the Sprott conference, as Corey and I did, his comment about that was, he said, I have never seen so many screaming deals in terms of mining companies that are so dramatically overvalued. And he said, you know, the wheel is going to continue to turn. It's pretty squeaky right now, but it is going to turn, and that market will come back. It sounds to me like you totally agree with him.
Yes, I do. And, I mean, let's put this in perspective here. You know, I mean, what's going on? China is blowing up. I advise macro global investors. And what I've been saying over and over, I probably said it on your show, is the investment thesis of the last cycle was invest in emerging markets in China for the global growth boom. Hello. That story is over. That story is so over, it's pathetic. So this week we've had markets like Malaysia, Asian tiger plays just getting crushed. Malaysia, Indonesia, Korea, Thailand, Philippines, Taiwan, all those kind of places getting decimated. And, you know, so U.S. corporations, that was supposed to be the big earnings boost. You know, we're going to export to the big growing middle class, you know, in all these places, Brazil and all. It's just over. It's dead as a doornail. So that investment thesis is forget about it. It's gone. And so, you know, I think I'm bearish on the overall markets globally. I think, you know, we get these artificial bounces, you know, from central bank intervention. I think they're giving you a chance to sell. And so what I'm telling my clients is sell rallies, shift into the most defensive things if you have to be in the overall market, things like utilities, consumer staples. There's a couple of ETFs, XLU, XLP, things like that. Be long those and be short tech. Tech ETF is XLK, short materials, you know, other than gold, I'm bearish on materials. They're down a lot, yeah, but I've been saying at the metals and mining conferences, sell and short base metal companies like BHP, things like that. So energy, metals, and industrials, anything cyclical. So I think the economy, I think we're headed into a recession. That's the direction the economy, the global economy is going based on a decline in China and emerging markets. And it's going to feed back into U.S. corporate earnings. U.S. corporate earnings are going to decline. The stock market goes down when corporate earnings go down. So I think gold is negatively correlated to the market. I think it's one of the things that that could really do well as the market trades down.
Michael, I have to say, I completely agree with you in the whole aspect that we are essentially in a global slow growth, even recession-type environment, and I really don't know what's going to get us out of it. So people need to be defensive out there. I'm not saying that we're going to have horrible times for everybody, but the fact of the matter is, I don't see a beacon of hope out there in any country that is showing significant and impressive growth, in my eyes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Europe was whacked this week, for instance, DAX down 4%. European exporters like autos down 6% on the week. Let's talk about Apple for a second. Apple's below its 200-day average. It's the leading benchmark stock of the index, right? They have a $140 billion buyback. That's $6 billion a month. Their average price, you know, everybody who's bought Apple stock this year is down, you know, since February. The average price since February is $127. The stock's at $115. That's down 10%. So they at $6 billion a month, Apple is losing $5 billion a month. You know, they've lost $5 billion, I'm sorry, so far on their buyback program. So, I mean, don't count on stock buyback programs to keep stocks up. Apple's the best example. You know, they're buying stock like drunken sailors, and the stock's going down. So I'd use short-term rallies to sell into, shift into defensive things like gold, utilities, consumer staples. You know, be out of the market. Why, you know, why do you have to be invested in the overall stock market if it's going to go down, if we're in a bear market? You should save your powder, you know, be ready to buy in a year or two, you know, after, you know, we've had a big bear market decline.
I have to agree with you, Michael. I'm saying, and I put my money where my mouth is, in a sense, in that I have shorted the S&P, you know, and my time frame on that particular short happens to be December 1st, and I'll make some pretty good money on that if the S&P happens to go down, let's say, 20-30%. What do you think the odds are of that happening in that time frame?
S&P is a rigged market. You know, we know the central banks buy futures. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has a special program, you know, incentive commission program for central banks. So that's a hard one. What I'm experiencing is stocks, individual stocks are going down. Stocks like Micron down 50%. A lot of tech stocks are just blowing up. Alibaba, you know, it's down huge. You know, it's at new lows. Twitter, things like that. So I personally like trading individual stocks from the short side. And ironically enough, it's the kind of stocks that hedge funds are long. You know, it's these big, you know, go-go growth stories. They're blowing up one after the other. Even think stocks like Apple. So, yeah, I do think the market will trade down. I do think S&P will trade down. But I think it's a little bit harder of a trade because you've got everybody and his brother trying to support the market. I think it's a rigged market. I think central banks all over the place are holding the S&P up. But I do think it will break, and I think it will come back in their face.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with one of our favorite guests, actually, right now, Byron King. Byron has a number of newsletters. We interview him every chance we get. We chat with Byron one-on-one at all of the investment conferences that we both attend. Just all in all, a very interesting guy. Byron, you just got back from Singapore, if I'm not mistaken, where you met with the folks at Chevron. And having said that, they had some interesting views on the energy issue, specifically as it relates to the Middle East. Can you elaborate a little bit for us?
I sure can, yes. I was in Singapore for a week. The people at Chevron Far East, which is headquartered in Singapore, were very, very gracious to sit down with me and talk with me about what is going on in the Asian side of the world. Here in North America, U.S. and Canada, you know, I mean, we look at energy from a U.S., Canadian, North American perspective. It's really great to go to Singapore, which is like 12 time zones away. It's exactly on the opposite longitude of the world from East Coast time. So if it's 3 in the afternoon in, you know, in Washington, D.C. or New York, it's 3 in the morning in Singapore, and, you know, vice versa, obviously. So, I mean, they have a different view of the world. I mean, they're right at the Straits of Malacca, all that oil, energy, and everything from the Middle East and what have you. It swings through the Straits of Malacca. It goes to Asia. All the manufactured goods from Asia head back west through the Straits, you know, to India, the Middle East, and Europe. So, I mean, a very, very important, very strategic view of the world. As far as what Chevron Far East is up to, Chevron is a massive energy presence in the Far East, which is still, you know, despite what we hear about China and China's devaluation and all that, I mean, the Far East is still growing. It's still booming. I mean, it's home to whatever it is, 4 billion people in that part of the world. And they are driving. They are air conditioning. They are sending their kids to school. They, guess what? They eat food every day. And so this is a very, very growing, booming part of the world. They need energy now. They need energy tomorrow. They're going to need energy for, you know, for decades and generations to come. And a company like Chevron is a very big part of that equation. Before we, you know, came on the air here, you asked me, you know, sort of my impression of Chevron. And, you know, a lot of people think of Chevron as an oil company or an energy company. Really, they're a technology company that does, you know, energy and oil. And so they have very extensive operations, and one of their largest, massive, gigantic investments is off of Western Australia. It's two major natural gas projects, one called Gorgon, G-O-R-G-O-N, and one called Wheatstone, which are massive natural gas plays that are that they're turning into liquefied natural gas, LNG. They're building it out right now as we speak. I mean, they're out there welding and riveting and doing everything else. But it's going to be online next year, 2016. And that much of that natural gas, that LNG, is going up to Japan and South Korea and then other customers all throughout Asia. So I mean, that in general, that's where Chevron's coming from. That's what they're doing.
I want to touch on this a little bit more, because you are right. These major oil and energy companies are making some pretty big technological advancements to help lower costs. And it's one of the aspects that I think, and why I like investing in energy, is that these companies, even though we have heard that, you know, fracking can't survive at these low oil prices, the fact of the matter is, companies are figuring out ways to lower these costs so that they can keep these wells up and running, which I guess in a way, too, is also not that good for the overall oil price, because if these producers can continue to produce at lower levels, we won't see a decrease in supply right around the corner, will we?
No, I mean, I think it's good news, bad news. I mean, if you are a consumer, and everybody's a consumer, I mean, you're faced with the prospect, you know, oh, gee, you know, bend my arm, twist my arm here. You're faced with the prospect of lower prices for longer. I mean, lower for longer is sort of the current mantra in the oil industry, that's for sure, when it comes to price. If you are an upstream producer, you know, yeah, you're faced with that lower for longer issue, which is changing the economics of all manner of investments. Now, the investments that are already, you know, in the ground where the steel is being erected or where the holes are being drilled or whatever, I mean, you know, they're going to finish those. I mean, you've got money in the ground, money in steel right now. So you want to bring those to some level of completion and bring it online so you've got some cash flow. Low prices certainly affect the capital investment decision up front. So, I mean, one of the comments that one of the Chevron guys made, you know, the guy's been in the energy industry for 40 years, is he says, you know, yeah, right now, I mean, the world is enjoying its low prices, but, you know, the wheel's going to turn. I mean, we are setting ourselves up for a few years from now for likely shortages, even with, you know, the technology, with the fracking and everything else. I guess you could look at much of the energy industry as a spectrum, from, you know, just classical old legacy, old fashioned, you might say, type of oil production, of which much is in the Middle East. I mean, these old legacy oil fields, you know, vertical wells just pumping through, you know, we're pumping oil out of very, very thick net pay zones and what have you, which are depleting, you know, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or, you know, I mean, Iran has immense problems. You know, we talk about them coming back online after this nuclear deal and the sanctions go away. I mean, it's going to take years for Iran to sort of, you know, rediscover its stride in an oil production sense, you know, if it ever does. At the same time, other places, other parts of the world, I mean, you've got these super advanced technologies with the directional drilling and just an entirely new model of drilling, you know, into the tight sands and the tight shales and the tight limestones and everything to get all those little hydrocarbon molecules out. And somewhere along the way, you know, I mean, the world supply and demand has to find its balance. You know, in years past, there were times when, you know, there may have been 6 or 8 or even 10 million barrels per day of surplus capacity shut in someplace. You know, the valves were turned and, you know, they could turn it on, turn it off if they wanted to. Anymore, though, I mean, you know, despite the low prices that we have and despite this sense of abundance of energy, there's really only, you know, about 2 million barrels a day of extra capacity out there, kind of making that price situation that we see today. So, you know, it, enjoy it while it lasts. It might last for a while. I mean, certainly through 2015 into 2016. But again, price-wise and in terms of the long-term investments, we are probably setting ourselves up, you know, for another energy crunch a couple of years down the line. And it's going to be very exciting when we live through that.
Why do you say it's going to take Iran so long to get back online?
Part of it is that Iran's legacy investments, their legacy systems, the wells that were drilled, the fields that were discovered, 30 and 40 years ago, the wells that were drilled, the pipeline systems, what have you. You might say it's like time travel. Time froze at a certain point in Iran. They had the war in the 1980s with Iraq. They were under sanctions quite a bit during the 90s. They've been under strong sanctions for the last, 5 or 8 years. As the oil industry has completely overhauled itself in terms of technology, in terms of the process technology, when you talk to a company like Chevron, a technology company that does energy and oil, every day, everything they do is just the most advanced type of control systems, the most advanced type of safety systems, just driving cost out of the equation at every single point, up and down the line. Every well they drill has been de-risked and de-costed, so that they are producing the lowest cost possible barrels that they can do. That is not the case in Iran. I mean, there is an entire generation and a half of technology and of thinking, of human capital, intellectual approach to doing energy that has to move into a place like Iran. It's not that the Iranians are stupid. They're not. I mean, they're very smart people. It's that they have been outside of the loop. They haven't been going to the international conferences. They don't have the capex. They haven't been able to buy the latest and greatest equipment, the latest and greatest software. They don't have the latest and greatest computers. Maybe their nuclear program does, but not their oil industry. You know what I mean? And so we are talking an entire industry and an entire nation that needs to be recapitalized in a very significant sense from the inside out. And they have 20 to 30 years of catching up to do. And that's why it's going to take a while, and it's going to cost a lot of money for Iran to get to a world standard. And that is completely different than all the controversy over the nuclear deal and their nuclear weapons and all that kind of stuff. I'm not even talking about, that political or military angle. I'm just talking about rebuilding and regenerating and recapitalizing their energy industry.
Byron, great comments on the oil industry, the energy industry. It's always great chatting with you, and I think you did provide us with a little bit more insight into what we can expect, not only short-term, but longer-term down the road for this enticing sector to invest in. Everybody, hope you enjoyed the show this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.